While President Obama's holiday visit to a bookstore in Virginia at the end of November helped encourage people to shop at independent bookstores, the election season had an adverse effect on sales for one San Antonio store. Cheever Books has been a staple of the San Antonio book industry for nearly 30 years now. And manager John Peace has been there for virtually the entire time, so he knows how to read his customers.
You mentioned again before I turned this thing on that it was things were going really well until the election hit.
For some reason, when the election started coming, I mean, I sensed a certain apprehension in some of our customers. I mean, they were one way or the other. And we just kind of fell off a little cliff there with... You know, I think people don't spend money when they're apprehensive, because this is definitely a discretionary spending. You know, so a lot of people, because of the investment market and the stock market has been, you know, that people consider the stock market overvalued and there's no interest coming in, they, you know, they're saving their money. And when that election came, and then after the election, the stock market went down 1,200 points over a week, and that has an effect on people's mental attitude.
How do you guys do financially? Are you guys comfortably paying bills year in, year out, or how's it been?
Yeah, we generally make it. We break even. We're not rolling in dough at all. And I mean, you know, we don't make much. I mean, as individuals, this is not a job you get into for money. But we get by, and it's mainly because we will every once in a while sell something expensive, like, you know, in the thousands of dollars, and that'll help us make it through the year.
Do you guys carry a lot of those?
Right now, we don't have quite what we did have. I think probably seven or... maybe $10,000 is the most expensive thing we have, but those things, you know, they'll sell over time, and that helps you, you know, to balance out with the daily people. You know, like we might sell 35 books a day, hardback books, and then, you know. So that's barely getting by, but if you have a sale like that once every 6 months or a year, that levels it out. That pushes you through. And that's probably why a lot of stores aren't getting by, is because they don't have the rare component. I mean, we'll do anything for money.
Sometimes you have to pay
the
bills.
Yeah, I mean, we sell paperbacks, we sell hardbacks, we'll sell paper, you know, paper items, ephemera. You know, anything in the line of books, but we don't go beyond books. But we don't have tapes or records or anything. But you know, anything in the book business, we'll do that. Signatures, anything.
Cheever Books is unique because their selection is so specialized that the changing nature of the book industry doesn't really affect them. Although they do carry some classics of literature, many of the books that Cheever deals in are not on any book critics' top 10 lists. That being the case, not every old book has an e-version, so the only place you will find most of these rare topical masterpieces is at a store like Cheever.
Can you tell me a little bit about the store and how you guys have been doing this year?
Well, we've been around a long time, and there was a lot of apprehension this year because I had heard from other bookstores and from other people that are interested in the book business that, you know, there was going to be this big hit because of electronic books. And for some reason, that didn't really seem like it was going to be that big a threat. And it turns out that it hadn't been that big of a threat, because really only about 0.01% of the books that have been printed have been scanned. And if you're relying on the books that have been scanned for all your reading, you're only going to get the classics and the bestsellers of the year and a few other things. You're not going to get the esoteric books on the subject that you want. And that's where what we really like to do is we have the very specific books on certain people, on certain topics. You know, that we always try to be more specific than general when stocking the store.
So that kind of an internal fear, just from...
Yeah, that fear just didn't really materialize. I mean, yes, maybe in other cities, maybe in New York City and San Francisco, you had a huge impact, I guess, of the electronic books. But in San Antonio, what reading there is, you know, because San Antonio is not the most literate town in the world. What reading there is hasn't been really impacted very much. I very rarely see an electronic book in San Antonio except in a coffee shop.
Cheever Books sets itself apart from the rest by its truly unique and careful selection that lines each shelf in the store. Peace talks about that collection and what it means to him.
What we do when we buy books is we look for books that are unusual and interesting. Not unusual in the sense that, you know, like it's about circus freaks or something, but like things that you don't see normally, things that, you know, we don't have a lot of self-help books. We have, you know, and a lot of our books reflect more of a perspective on the past that involves history and things like that. Then we don't have any computer books. You know, so really what you're looking at here is probably a 50s and 60s view of the present. You know, you're looking at the books through my eyes and through the eyes of the people that work here. You know, we don't pick books that only we like. We pick books that we think people would like. So it does have our imprint on them.
That's an interesting challenge because you have such a good collection, it seems, and such a wide range of interests that to then kind of put yourself in your customer's shoes.
Yeah, and you have to. If you just buy what you like, you won't have any customers. You know, if it reflects just you. But I think it's more than reflecting me. It reflects our the people that work here. It reflects our view of the world. You know, what we see as the immediate past and the present.
What's probably like the average customer that comes in here? What would be your typical customer? Like, describe that to me.
I don't think we have a typical customer. I think a lot of our store is mainly peopled by a lot of characters that come in here, you know, that consider themselves a little different from other people. And, you know, they're more protective of what they think of themselves. You know, if people think of themselves as an intellectual, books are part of that process. I don't see how you can be an intellectual based on the computer or on the, you know, electronic device.
Watching customers browse the shelves at Cheever, you get a sense of the oneness they feel while looking over the titles. Sitting on the floor with a large stack of books beside them, or standing in front of a floor-to-ceiling shelf, gently pulling out a book just enough to see the cover before sliding it back into its place. As Peace said, these books represent a perspective on history, but the store itself also has a timelessness that continues to keep it relevant even in the modern era. This relevance is inspired by C.C. Cheever, who opened the store in 1986, and in the 26-year career of John Peace, who has been working at the store nearly the entire time.
It's really like going to college for 26 years. You learn new stuff all the time, and that's really what I like about it.
What are some of your favorite books?
Well, let me think. I really don't have much of a favorite now. I always liked Tortilla Flat when I used to read the more of that type of book, but now I'm more of a nonfiction reader.
Just different subjects?
Different subjects. A lot of Roman history and just a variety of things. You get very spoiled working at a bookstore.
I imagine it's hard sometimes to get to another, like, to decide on what next.
I always think, well, what if I didn't work at a bookstore? What would I read? You know, where would I get my books? Because I take home probably 20 books a month and then bring them back. I have a box by my door where I put all the books I finish and then bring them back here. So, I mean, what would I do? How could I live?
What does your bookshelf look like at home?
Well, I've got about 1,000 books, I guess. I don't collect anything or have a collectible books. I have collectible bookshelves. I have 5 or 6 revolving bookshelves, and then I have some Danner bookshelves for larger books, which are more valuable than the books that are on them.